Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Well, welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys. And speaking of business journeys, it's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans are business owners or thinking about starting a business. And we're going to ask our panel today, what's the one mind shift or habit that separates people who actually start a business from the people who only talk about starting one? Jim, welcome to the show. Great to see you. What's the one mind shift that separates the actual business starters from those who are just talking about it?
It's a great question and one of the fundamental questions of entrepreneurship. I do believe that it's a decision you have to make. And my wife started a business and was going to teach her 10 friends how to do it in a seminar, and no one came because they just didn't take the initiative. You need to give up something, I believe. And I think TV is a good place to start. The sports all weekend, the Real Housewives, the cooking shows. I think you usually just need to, it's up to you to decide. You know, no one else can decide for you, and you are the only one that can make the decision. You have to say, I'm going to be the one that's going to raise my hand and be different from the way everyone expected me to be. I think my high school class would have guaranteed that I would be the least entrepreneurial or outgoing person on earth, but I chose to be different. So it's a personal choice you have to make. I rose my hand.
Absolutely true. So Joe Massa, welcome to the program. What separates the thinkers from the doers?
Yeah, I agree definitely with what Jim said, but I think a bigger part to consider is that people really get stuck in this planning phase where they're going down analysis paralysis road, and they can't start because they need the most high-end microphone and camera or the most expensive software. And really the most important mindset shift that you can create is just to start with where you're at and not feel like you have to have the whole plan mapped out, because you'll never have a perfect plan. And, you know, they always say that a good plan today is better than a perfect plan, you know, tomorrow or never. So just start with what you have, really dial in and learn as you go, and don't feel like you have to have all the answers up front, because if you do it that way, you'll never get started.
Oh, that's a great comment. Really appreciate it. Nikki Wake, what are your thoughts?
So mine kind of, I'm not sure if this phrase translates to the US, but JFDI, which basically means just effing do it. And it's about, you know, not thinking about it. I mean, it sort of translates back to Mel Robbins' 5-second rule of just do it, right? Don't question it, don't deliberate it, don't procrastinate, just do it. And the minute you have an idea, action it. And that's been the one thing that's got me. Well, I'm a serial entrepreneur, run a couple of businesses, is not stopping and thinking about it.
That's great. Decisiveness is important. Elizabeth.
Yes, well, I think we're kind of on a theme today, because mine thought about before the show is recognize that you are procrastinating and quit procrastinating. And especially for those parts of it that you don't want to do, just, you know, recognize that that's what it is.
Speaking as a fellow procrastinator, you must be speaking from personal experience. I couldn't agree more. Mm. When I think about what got me from thinking about starting a law practice to actually starting one, for me, it was kind of my personal circumstances. So I think that people who start businesses are either really passionate about the subject or they have their back against the wall. And in my case, I had my back against the wall, right? I had been in corporate America for a long time and just felt ground down by the whole environment, all of the politics and everything else. And I was looking for new options. And Elizabeth said, why don't you start your own practice? And I thought she was nuts, but I did it. And it turned out to be a great decision. So for me, the motivator was I didn't want to go back into the corporate environment and subject myself to all of the suffering that I experienced there. And that for me was the motivator. And that moved me from thinking about it to actually doing it.
As your chief marketing officer, may I interject something
here? Oh, absolutely.
And this June, in 6 months, it will have been 20 years since he made that decision and got Incorporated Gearhart Law.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that, and it's a milestone for sure. And we're going to have a big celebration at the law firm. We're going to bring in a lot of clients. We're going to bring in the team, and we're really looking forward to it.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show
appearing on 40 stations across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.